He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Friday morning, June the 7th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well. What have we here? We have a market that is exploding to the upside here this morning. Just when it looked like a lot of nervous Nellies were ready to buckle at the knees and go to cash, if they did, they're kicking themselves today, because they're missing out on a Dow that's up 129 points this morning. 138 right now and rising. We're back above 15,000. We're at 15,170. The S&P is up 15 points this morning. That's almost a 1% move. We're at 1,637. The NASDAQ is up 23. That's 0.7%. It's at 3,447. The euro continues to rise as the dollar has been plunging all week. The euro is at 1.32. The 10-year bond, steady at 2.10%. Gold is down $26 an ounce. How much is that per pound? Wow, $1,390 per ounce. And oil is down 87 cents to $93.89. Why the party on Wall Street today? The jobs numbers. They were not that good, but they were not that bad. Bad numbers, they would have said, oh, no, the economy's sinking. Good numbers, that he said, oh, no, the Fed's pulling away the punch bowl. So they came in right where the market wanted them. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, we've entered into, obviously, a little bit of a turbulent, volatile time in the market. I've been saying all week that, you know what, it's not the end of the world to enter into a sideways trend, a cautionary trend. Stocks still go up. Individual stocks still go up. I've been saying that, you know, it's a good time to evaluate all of your positions and to get rid of the weak ones. Hang on to the strong ones. I am 80% invested. I did raise some cash this week. I did sell a few weak companies, or weak stocks, I should say. Companies might be doing fine. Sometimes the stock and the company are two different things. Just ask Apple. I think things are going fine at the company, but the stock has been not doing so well, has it? You just have to take it on a case-by-case basis and make a lot of small decisions as opposed to one or two large decisions, because you never know what's going to come along. And, you know, as you step back and take a look at the big picture of the market, which I do every week. And again, this weekend will be no exception. I'll be spending 8 to 10 hours on my newsletter today. It is very in-depth, but I try to make it easy to read. You know, one of the big mantras that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management, with the newsletter, with the radio show, with the app, I don't want to talk in a bunch of terms that only Harvard Wharton Business School graduates would understand. It's the common man, for the most part, that's investing in the market. And if the common man can't understand, you know, what's going on in the market, it shouldn't be that difficult. It's not that difficult. It's just, here's the big picture. Now we're going to drill down, break it up a little bit, take a look at the parts. Uh-oh, there's the part that's giving us trouble. We're going to have to remove that part. We're going to have to order a new part. We're going to find the best part we can find, and we're going to replace that part, and then we're going to send you on down the road. You know, I tried to keep my app really simple. Simple. And, in fact, I see that the Best Stocks Now app today is ranked number 11 in the world in the financial sector on the iTunes store. It's right behind TurboTax and Craigslist. Hey, those are a pretty couple of big competitors there. I'm just little Gunderson here in San Diego, California. Well, we're not so little, doggone it. We're David. They're Goliath. That's okay. We've got a lot of little rocks in our slingshot here at Gunderson Capital Management. We got rocks called Agerian Pharmaceuticals, which we discovered. We've got rocks called Regeneron, which we discovered. We got rocks called SodaStream, and on and on and on. One of the other big mantras that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management is, you know what, you're not going to hear about, this is not the Cisco station. Sometime do a little study, watch CNBC if you can take it. If you can take it with the sound on, listen to it from the time the market opens until the time the market closes. Even listen to it until the after hours when the traders come on and Cramer comes on. And just keep a list of the stocks that they talk about. You're going to hear time and time again, Tesla Motors, Cisco, GM, General Electric, and on and on and on. You know, you have to dig a little bit deeper to find the Agerians and the Regenerons. You know when they start talking about those stocks? Way after they've been discovered. Way after they've doubled and they've tripled. So we pride ourselves here at Gunderson Capital Management in locating and finding best stocks now way before they ever hit TV. If they ever hit TV. A lot of times, by the time they hit TV, we're already moved on to greener pastures. And how do we find those little nuggets? Well, I begin by looking at 3,400 rocks every day. And I'm adding more rocks all the time and looking underneath those rocks. It's my philosophy that the more rocks you look under, the more apt you are to find that gold nugget. Just ask any gold miner. The more gravel that he sifts during the day, the more greater the chances are of finding those prize nuggets, right? It's like the diamond miner. I met a diamond miner one time. He made a fortune. He's the famous diamond miner from Canada. Now he's a big racehorse owner. Charles Fipke. In fact, he's written a book. He's a character, or he's a real character. But if you asked him how he found that giant diamond mine in Canada, he wouldn't say, well, I just happened upon this first time I ever looked. There it was, right in front of me. No. He spent years and years of toil and labor and hard work and sifting and digging and searching. You know what? I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. Some people, look, they go in the store and they buy one lottery ticket and they hit the big jackpot. But the odds of doing that are very, very rare. I think the harder you work, the luckier you get. And unfortunately, this business requires a lot of very, very hard, difficult work to find those gems. Now, what does our sifters look like here at Gunderson Capital Management? Well, the first sifter that I send the gravel through is the performance sifter. I don't want to buy underperforming stocks. To me, underperformance is equal to mediocrity. I don't want an underperforming shortstop on my 25-man roster. That equals mediocrity. We're pretty fortunate here in San Diego this year. We've got a pretty good shortstop on our team. He's doing real well. But we have other guys that are underperforming, doggone it. But at least we're not in last place. The Dodgers are in last place with that big $250 million payroll. I love Los Angeles and all, but you know what? Hey, when you're a fan of a team, you just don't like the competitors, do you? Okay, we send our stocks through a performance screen. You know what? That gets rid of a lot of stocks, doesn't it? The market is rife with mediocrity. We don't want mediocrity. Yesterday was the baseball draft. Do you think they're drafting mediocre players? No. They're looking for the very best players that they think someday will be the next Bryce Harpers or the next Cecil Fielders or the next Prince Fielders or whatever. They're looking for the next stars, and they're hoping. They've done their research. They've scouted these guys. They've done homework. They've taken film. They've timed them on the base pass. They've watched them hit. They've watched them pitch. They've watched them field. They don't just pick names, all right? The second screen that we put stocks through here at Gunderson Capital Management is evaluation screen. You know what? In my 20 years in the business, I've learned that valuation does matter. I don't think valuation's the only thing you look at. I think it's one of the things you look at. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more on this subject. And then more than that, I want to give you some examples, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Sifting for stocks is the subject on the table right now. We're sifting for stocks, just like a gold miner would sift for gold. I had a buddy that I used to work with many years ago, and on the weekends, he was a weekend warrior. He had a panel truck. Remember the old panel trucks? Neat little thing. He had a little thing in the back where he could sleep, and took his dog with him, and he would go up to the cold rivers of Central California that flow out of the High Sierra Mountains. And he was a diver. He loved diving. He was just a diver by nature. He used to dive here off the coast of California and get the abalones and the lobster and the scallops. And he was always bringing us good, nice nuggets, which I'd much rather have than gold nuggets, right? But on the weekends, he was a weekend warrior. He'd drive his panel truck. He'd put on his wetsuit. He'd get in the river. In the river. Ice cold. The Merced River. Flowing out of Yosemite. That's the one that brings the waterfalls down. And he had this vacuum suction machine that he would use, and he would get underneath the boulders and the rocks, and he would suck that thing up through his vacuum hose, and it would go to his sifter. I can't remember what he called that thing. It was like a big, long table with all these little things that rolled, and it would sift the rock. And what it was doing, it was separating out the big useless rocks that aren't worth anything. He's looking for those shiny little nuggets that maybe the Gold Rush miners left behind. The leftovers, right, that they missed because they weren't willing to dig underneath in the icy cold water, underneath boulders where no man had gone before. But this guy was. And, you know, every Monday morning he would show us his little haul. He'd have a little vial with some gold nuggets in it. And I think back then gold was like $300 or $400 an ounce. So, I mean, he barely covered his gas and the dog food for the dog and, you know, what else? Hamburgers on the way up. But he had a good time. And he did have some good hauls some weekends. But that guy really worked. He went where nobody else would go. Listen, you're not going to drive your car up to a popular spot where it's been, people camp and, you know, thousands of people have covered that turf before. My father had the same philosophy. His uncle owned a big resort up on the Madison River in Montana, right on the Madison River in Ennis, Montana. And Uncle Neil owned a big resort there that was pretty well known. Actors from Hollywood used to go and stay there. It was a stretch of the river that was very famous, still is very famous, for fly fishing. And there was also a lot of tributaries and creeks and streams in that part of the neck of the woods that produced some really nice big trophy brown trout. And I remember my dad used to say, you know, if you could pull up to a spot where there's a picnic table and this and that, and lots of people can get there easily accessible, you're not going to really catch a trophy fish. I can remember crawling on my hands and knees under barbed wire, listening for rattlesnakes to get to a little bend in the river where they call it Lunker Hole. And I think my father pulled more than one trophy brown trout out of some of those hauls. I remember we had some on our walls when I was growing up as a kid, mounted trophies. You know what? I feel really like it's the same way in the stock market. It's not Cisco, and it's not General Electric, and it's not IBM. If you look at my newsletter, you're not going to find those stocks in my newsletter. Oh, once in a while, Home Depot will show up when the economic gods and the economic winds favor them during low interest rate times and during times when the building boom's going on again. But for the most part, we dig pretty far underneath the surface looking for those winners, okay? Now, when I look underneath the rocks, my first sifter, like I said, is performance. I want good short-term performance. I want good intermediate-term performance. And I want good long-term performance. And, you know, I don't want that performance to have been going on for too long now, because sometimes, you know, you can be getting in very, very late in the game. But, hey, it's better to get in late in the game than not at all, because you never know how many more innings the game will go. I sat through a 17-inning game the other night down here in San Diego, and I've seen stocks that have gone up for 2 or 3 years. Gilead Sciences is a good example of a stock that we've owned for a long, long time. It's been going up for a long, long time. I still own it, and I have no intention of going anywhere with my Gilead. Okay, now once we've screened the market and found the performers, okay, why are they performing? Well, they're performing because they're well-managed companies. They're performing because they have good products. They're performing because the current economic environment favors whatever it is they're selling, right? They're flourishing in the economy that they're dealt with today. In fact, I'm going to give you a really good example in the second half of the show of a company that knows how to change up their product offerings during good times and during bad times. I've had the CEO on the air before, and they do a wonderful job of of doing that. But they're performing well, okay? Now, the second screen is valuation. Like I say, during the 18, 20 years I've been in the business, I've seen valuation come to the fore more times than I want to admit. Lots of times, right? The housing market, the housing bubble, the dot-com bubble, this bubble, that bubble, and bubbles in individual stocks, the bond bubble that we're in right now. Valuation is really, really critical. You have to pay attention to what you're paying, especially if you're an investor. Now, if you're just buying it for fun, you know, hey, you're buying this piece of art because you really like the artist. Well, did you do the research on what other pieces of art by this artist have brought in the open market? Are you buying it for an investment? If you're buying it for an investment, then valuation is very, very critical. So when you run 3,400 stocks through a performance screen, and then you run them through a valuation screen, you've really narrowed it down. Thirdly, obviously, I say it many, many times, is a visual screen. I'm sure my buddy that went up to the Central California rivers and screened through all of that stuff, the last screen was, hey, what's that in my pan? What's this that I've separated out from the rest? Look at that. It's gold. And what do? I look at the one-year stock charts. I know that the stock possesses the valuation criteria that I have to have, demand. I know that the stock possesses the performance criteria. And thirdly, my eyeballs say, wow, that chart is gold. Now, having said that, there are no guarantees in the market. I still have a well-diversified portfolio of 25 to 30 stocks at any given time, but I feel like I've put the probabilities in my favor, and then I monitor it like crazy. Let me give you an example when we come back, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, I want to give you now an example of what I mean by combining value with performance and also looking at a healthy stock chart. All right, this is all very, very critical stuff here. It's one thing to have a stock that's undervalued. The problem is I've seen way too many value traps over the years. I've seen value investors load up in stocks like Lucent and stocks like GM before it went to zero. and stocks like Ford before it went to a dollar. And they wrote them down big time, and it hurt a lot of value investors. You know, but I do believe in value. And on the other hand, I've seen a lot of people load up on high flyers, clamoring to get shares of the Facebook IPO. Never ever taking a look at how many times sales they're paying for the stock, how many times earnings they're paying for the stock, how many times, what kind of a premium they're paying to the growth rate of the stock. This is all really critical information. So I like performance. I love it. I love momentum. And I start getting really nervous when my stocks start to lose their momentum. But I also require value. Now, when I screen 3,400 stocks is where I currently stand. When I first released the app 2.5 years ago, something like that, we had about 2,700 stocks. So along the way, we've added 700 stocks. I've got about 30 to add right now. Just stocks that come along, IPOs, things I find, readers point out stocks. If you see a stock that's not in my app, send me an email. Just go to my website and I add them. I had a guy call from Canada. He says, boy, there's this oil company up here in Calgary. It's been hitting new highs for the last several years. I added it to the app. Guess what? When the app crunched the numbers that day, it came in at number 68. Crazy, isn't it? Anyways, when I do the screens, it's usually about the top 200 stocks out of 3,400 that I'm really interested in. Okay, now how do I separate out those top 200 amongst themselves? I don't want to own 200 stocks. Well, the final arbiter in my book is that long-term stock chart, one-year stock chart. I don't like sideways trends. I don't like downtrends. I don't like extended uptrends. And I don't like topping out trends that are rolling over. I like ones that are still vibrant, still lively. Best yet is a stock that is just breaking out of a sideways trend. We catch a lot of stocks in that position. There's not a lot like that right now because we've had a 7-month rally in the market. We've got a lot of extended trends in the market. But having said that, on a weekly basis, I continue to find 2 or 3, 4 that I add to my portfolios, and they show up in my newsletter on the weekend. This weekend, I've got 2, 3, or 4 that I found this week using this methodology. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Now, let me give you an example. I remember in 2008 when the market was down 38%, there was a company that fared very well that year. And I had the CEO on because I wrote about the company in my book, Best Stocks Now. And I had the CEO of the company, a little company headquartered in Tennessee. Let me just get the city. I think it's Memphis. I want to say Memphis, but we're going to make sure. No, Brentwood, which is a suburb there of one of the big cities. A little company called Tractor Supply. All right, it's a place where guys go to pick up chicks on the weekend. Chicks like in laying hens, you know, that can provide omelets on Sunday mornings. Tractor Supply operates 1,176 farming equipment stores in 45 states with plans to open 100 more in 2013. It's been one of my favorite stocks, and it's done wonderfully. How wonderful has it done? Well, over the last 10 years, this place to pick up chicks on the weekend has delivered 25.2% per year to its investors. No, it's not Home Depot. It's not Walmart. It's a little $8 billion company. But you know what? 10 years ago, it wasn't an $8 billion company, was it? It was like a $1 billion company. Over the last 5 years, Tractor Supply has clobbered the market. It's averaged 47% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 52% per year. Now, here's the deal. I haven't owned Tractor Supply for the last year. I got out of it for a big gain probably 15, 16 months ago, something like that. For whatever reason, it got ahead of itself from a valuation point of view, and it lost its mojo. It lost its performance for a while. Now it's getting its performance back. And I added Tractor Supply back to my portfolios I want to say 2 or 3 months ago. You can look in the newsletter and see the exact date that I added it back. Why? Because it was picking up performance again. The performance of the stock versus all the other 3,400 stocks that I follow is an A+. This is one of the great stocks of the decade. One of the great stocks of the decade. You heard that right. You know what? If you go back 20 years ago, 10 years ago, one of the great stocks of the decade was Cisco. One of the great stocks of the decade was Intel, because they were the ones that were growing. They were the $2, $3 billion companies that would soon become multi-billion dollar companies. But companies have life cycles. The great stocks of the decade aren't Cisco anymore. They're not Intel anymore. They're not Microsoft anymore. They had their day. They're still good companies. But as far as investments go, these are single-digit growers. Whereas a company like Tractor Supply, they've been growing their earnings by 33% per year over the last 5 years. Let's just contrast that with another big retailer, Walmart. Over the last 5 years, Walmart's been growing their earnings by 10% per year, all right? Cisco has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 6% per year. Take away the C in Cisco and put in a T, and you get Tractor Supply, TSCO. And before you say, can anything good come from a company named Tractor Supply? I don't even have a tractor. How many people in America have a tractor? Raise your hands. I don't see anybody in the Silicon Valley raising their hands, unless they have a little grape orchard, you know, in the hills of Paso Robles. You know, you probably don't have a tractor. I did have a tractor at one time. I'll just say this: be careful on ground that's not quite level, because tractors are top heavy. And you get a rider up there, makes it even more top heavy, and just a little bit of an incline, and tractors roll over really easy. Just ask my collarbone, right? So be careful. If you ever ride a tractor, please be careful. Tractor Supply passes my performance test. Now, let's go to the valuation test, all right? Tractor Supply is expected to make $5.21 per share in earnings. Oh man, Facebook would love to have earnings like that, wouldn't they? Tractor Supply is expected to make $5.21 per share next year, okay? Now, if we take that $5.21 and if we grow it by the analyst consensus estimate of 17% per year over the next 5 years, and extrapolate out what those $5.21 in earnings will be 5 years from now. Do I have my spreadsheet up here? Not right now, but we could do the math at 20% per year. That means it's doubling every year. Yeah, so you're going to have about $9 per share in earnings 5 years. Now, when we apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in the retail store business that Tractor Supply is in, I come up with a five-year target price of $217. The stock's currently trading at $114. Therefore, in my book, at least, maybe not your book, that's why this is a market. That's why there's opinions that say buy, there's opinions that say sell. Every time I write an article, I have several people that disagree with me. That's fine. I'll buy your stock from you. Want to sell me your stock? I'll buy your stock from you. And there's other people that, you know, I sell my stocks to. So there has to be a difference of opinions or we would not have a market. Tractor Supply passes my performance test. Tractor Supply passes my valuation test. Now, that final check. All right, we've sifted all this rock from the cold rivers or whatever they've got back there in Tennessee. I think they got a lot of lakes and the green hills, at least according to Davy Crockett. It passes also the chart. It has a beautiful, beautiful stock chart getting ready to break out. I am long Tractor Supply here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, just an example. We'll be right back.
I can't believe how this year has just flown by. I mean, it's June. Summer's here. And why is summer especially exciting this year at the Mefford House? Well, it all centers around my husband, Charlie, and Healthy Trim. Not only has Charlie lost over 15 pounds, he has all this energy, and we have Healthy Trim to thank for that. Healthy Trim is the natural weight loss supplement that's helped Charlie lose over 15 pounds. It was the appetite suppression that made the big difference for him. Healthy Trim curbs his appetite, reduces his cravings, so he eats less. And plus, Charlie loves the energy that it gives him. It's so encouraging when you go to Healthy Trim's website and click on the testimonials page. You can check out all the hundreds of before and after photos on their website, healthytrim.com. You'll be amazed. Charlie and I were. Just try Healthy Trim. And if it doesn't work for you like it has for Charlie, you can send it back for a full refund. Call 855-600-TRIM today and you'll get a free bottle with your purchase. Buy one, get one free. Go to healthytrim.com or call them 855-600-8746, 855-600-TRIM.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Don't forget, this weekend, just like every other weekend, be putting 8 to 10 hours into my weekly newsletter. But you know what? I want you to be able to glance through it and be done with it in about 5 minutes. I want you to be able to look at it and in 5 minutes say, you know what? I am a very educated investor because I know what's going on in the market. I know the big picture of the market right now. Where are we at in this four-year and three-month-old bull market that has taken the S&P from 666 to 1600? Where are we at? Number two, I want you to know where the best asset classes are. Is this a good time to be in bonds, gold, real estate, stocks, small caps, mid caps, international, emerging markets, commodities, whatever? What are the best asset classes at any given time? Because it's cyclical. Number three, sectors. Where are the best sectors in the market? Is it agriculture? Is it aerospace? Is it the banking, financial, biotech, drug, technology? It goes on and on and on. And then let's take it one step further. Let's take it down to where are the best stocks now. Now, this is my opinion. In my opinion, the best stocks now exhibit performance, valuation, and good, healthy stock charts. And we're going to own them for as long as we can possibly own. We hope that they'll go for several years and we won't have to sell them. You know, there's more exceptions to that rule than there are actual companies that meet that. It would be nice if you could buy an old and hold companies forever. I mean, that's kind of the Warren Buffett way. But you know what? Look, he's got a little bit of an advantage over you and I. He's got a big voice in a lot of those companies that he owns. You and I don't have that luxury. Companies fall in and out of favor, given economic environment, their competition, just all kinds of things. Interest rate fluctuations, employment, unemployment, a lot of things affect companies, and they unfortunately fall in and out of favor. You got to own them when they're in favor, and you got to sell them when they start to fall out of favor. I know there's people that do just the opposite. They love to buy out of favor stocks. That's what pure value investing is all about. The problem is I've just seen too many value traps. I like buying stocks. I think if they're cheap, they're out of favor. I mean, why is Jazz Pharmaceutical trading at such a low multiple right now? Because it's not a real popular liked stock, even though it's hitting new highs. Yes, you can have both of those exist in one stock. Okay, let's give one more example. Oh, by the way, then the newsletter. Okay, then I have three model portfolios. Some of you are aggressive growth investors. Some of you are conservative growth investors. And some of you are income investors. You take a look at the CDs, 1% a year for the next 10 years, and you say, that's not going to do me any good. I need a little bit more income than that. I need a chance for some capital appreciation, and I need it tightly managed along the way. Okay, so those three portfolios. And the fourth one is for all you 401k folks that have mutual funds. I have a mutual fund portfolio that's done very well so far this year. So you can get on my weekly mailing list by going to my website at PW Street. That's PWStreet.com. Okay, do we have time for one more example? You know what? We don't. We'll have to give some more examples. I was going to talk about Blackstone, a stock that I like a lot. They're the biggest owner of single-family homes in America. I believe that single-family homes are going to continue to go higher. And I see today that they just became a big buyer of homes in Brazil. Hey, I don't want to fly down there and hire a real estate agent and look for property. That's a growing economy. I believe their home prices are going up too. So I get some exposure there also. And Blackstone pays a 4.2% dividend yield right now. What are those CD rates again? I don't know. I just think you have a good combination there, the potential for capital appreciation while you're collecting a nice dividend. Not a recommendation, just an example of a stock that fits my income criteria. Okay, I want to talk to Craig Brock. It's been a big week in economic reports, but all in all, interest rates, the bond market was a lot steadier this week than I thought it would be, Craig.
It certainly was, Bill, but there was a volatility. We had a pullback yesterday to 2% on the 10-year Treasury, which was most unexpected. This is a beautiful thing for people that locked their rate yesterday afternoon.
You know, I didn't see that. Was that towards the end of the day that the interest rates pulled back to 2?
Late in the day, this happened because investors were speculating that this morning's jobs report would be more tepid, and certainly it came in right near expectations, maybe just a little bit hotter, 10,000 hotter, 175,000 non-farm jobs created. But certainly this means that the force is going to remain with us. The Federal Reserve will continue for now with this quantitative easing, which, of course, is great for people that are out to buy a home and certainly even good for stock investors.
Yeah, you know what? That's kind of the word I hear. It wasn't too bad and it wasn't too good. It was just right, which pleases everybody, I guess. But we do see just a little bit of a bump up in interest rates, not much. I think we're just fine. And the market, the stock market got what it wanted. The bond market got what it wanted. So if you're out there and you found that dream home, you know what? You still got an opportunity here to lock in some low rates. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter or just pick up the phone. I got a dial, 855-900-3279. We're open weekends. That's a great time to look at real estate, of course.
Absolutely. That's people in the real estate business, that's when they make their hay while the sun is shining on the weekends. Okay, Craig, we will catch you tomorrow, and thanks for coming on here. All right, that's Craig Brock. Give him a call. He really is an expert in the mortgage business. He's my go-to guy. And if you want to get in touch with me, if you like anything you hear, we tried to do a best of show today, but we couldn't find any best of, so I did a live show. If you like anything you hear, however, you can give us a call. If nothing else, I mean, just check out the newsletter. It can't hurt you. PWStreet.com. Get on our weekly mailing list. And if you'd like to talk to us here at Gunderson Capital Management, we have a pretty nice, friendly staff here that will walk you through any questions you might have. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.